Now, the last stretch of our journey today is a very special place, not so easy to get to. It does require a little bit of a drive and a bit of a hike, but very worth it if you do get the opportunity to get out into the Sacred Valley. I cannot recommend this enough. I knew I had to be the first to get the high quality video of this site. We stop in this incredible area of the Sacred Valley where you just have these huge cliff faces towering above you. I also love this old school train just belching smoke as it trundled down the tracks. I thought to myself, what a place to be a train driver, you know, what a landscape to travel through as a job. And then I realized that's exactly what I'm doing for a job, and I felt really happy about the overall situation. Thousands of stairs must be traversed, cutting their way down through this rugged cliffside, and the oxygen levels are a little more manageable in the Sacred Valley in comparison to Cusco at higher elevation, but the hike still managed to steal my breath on several occasions before we finally got to our destination of Nuapa Glacier. This sacred alcove is home to two absolutely mind-blowing works of stone. The altar, carved directly into the bedrock, indicative of the first world culture that Andean myth speaks of, and very similar in style to the water channel I showed you earlier. Incredibly precise stonework, impressive geometry, and with an incredible interlocking effect as it leads into the bedrock below. This is once again a signature we find in Egypt, most prominently on the Giza Plateau, where the limestone bedrock was deliberately carved into niches that would then fit perfectly with equally shaped limestone blocks to create the foundation level of the plateau, literally anchoring the plateau foundation and pyramids into the bedrock through a very similar Lego block style that we see in Peru.
So these pieces where you see indentations like this, again, I used the comparison to a Lego, where it has male and female pieces that would have mated to lock the stones in place. So anytime you see these weird indentations like this, this is where paving stones were sitting on top of this, because this is bedrock here. And it originally would have had paving stones like this that covered the bedrock and mated with the bedrock in locking pieces. So they not only carved the bedrock to have indentations, but then the paving stones would have had other indentations that locked everything in place. You see that throughout the construction process.
Nuapa Iglesia has a very similar effect as it leads down into the uncarved bedrock below. But this is not the only element of Nuapa Iglesia, a place where the locals will come for pilgrimage and leave flowers and coca leaves as a sign of respect, as a spiritual site. Now, directly behind this strange, dark stone altar, you find one of the most incredible examples of precision stone excavation in the ancient world I have ever seen. reminiscent of what we see in the Barber Caves in India. This false doorway, I suppose you could call it, has been created with staggering precision. If we are once again invoking Bronze Age tools for the job, we see no tool marks whatsoever, zero. You tell me if you see a chisel mark on that wall. This is not just an artistic statement. There are legends attached to this false door. And the legends would say that it is certainly a gateway, certainly a doorway, but it is by no means false. Local shamanic contacts with historical lineage in the Sacred Valley area claim this is a harmonically responsive gateway, that there is essentially a secret song, a series of frequencies that when performed in the correct manner will unlock the gateway and allow someone to pass through to the other side, to the world of the gods, to the realm of the gods. Or so the legends go, at least, including one of an Incan priest who, during the Spanish conquest of Peru, removed the sacred golden disc, the sun disc, from the Coricancha, from the sun temple in Cusco, and he brought it here, and he passed through the gateway. Whether these legends hold true or not, the gateway is incredible nonetheless, and it adds further confusion to who was truly responsible for this work and why. But I will admit that I love the idea that this is an ancient stone portal or gateway. We all want a bit of that in the world, don't we?
This is rose quartz granite. These blocks are absolutely gigantic.
Fuse them together for a binding agent, yeah, which would probably be metal.
Red granite is about 7.5 out of 10 hardness. Bronze, 3.5, 4. Yeah. Yeah. So they couldn't have done this with bronze.
This is the temple entry door, because you can tell because it has a double door. And that's typically a sign that you're coming into a sacred site and into a temple. And so they leave the best work for the high temple work.
I think the Sacred Valley of Peru might be one of the most jaw-dropping areas of the world I've ever been to.